Hey guys, welcome. It is Brad with College Sportscast. I am not here for a good reason. I'm actually here for a very bad reason. Kentucky just lost in the NCAA tournament first round for the second time ever. And I have John Hammonds here with me tonight. Hammonds is a huge Kentucky fan as well. So give us just a second and we will dive into this. All right, guys, I am back. I am not happy. I'm quite pissed off, if you want to know the truth. I am forever a diehard Kentucky fan. I don't give a shit what just happened on that court a little bit ago. I have been a Kentucky fan since before I was born. I've been a historian of this university all my life. When I was a kid, they wasn't on TV all the time, and I had to read stuff and look stuff up in the paper and read books, and I knew everything about every player. And I'm just here to tell you guys, this crap that we have seen, this shit we have seen for the last 5 years is not Kentucky basketball. John, I'm going to leave it to you for a second, and I'm going to come back in. What do you have to say about what we just watched?
I mean, you had guys running around out there, playing loose with the ball. You had the mix-up at the free throw line where didn't even know what was going on. Like, that's on coaches. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to be as frank as Brad. But here's where I take my allegiance. If you can't get your team prepared for an NC tournament game for what, 2-3 years in a row, then it's time for you to leave. It's time for you to go. And I'm going to be honest with you. The last 3 or 4 years have not been up to Kentucky standards. It's been gross, to be honest with you.
It's not even close to Kentucky standards.
It's not even close to Kentucky basketball.
That's exactly where I want this to go, okay? I'm going to start this shit by saying this. Kentucky standards, let me tell you a little bit about Kentucky standards, okay? In the last 97 years, we've only had two now losing seasons. One of those was 3 years ago with Calipari leading this team and them winning 9 ball games in a COVID season and going 9-16. Every single fan gave him a mulligan, gave him a pass for that, including myself. Okay. And then 2 years ago in 2022, Kentucky's history as a 1, 2, or 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. Do you know what our record is, guys? It's 19-0 as a 1, 2, or 3 seed in this damn tournament that we all love called March Madness. After tonight, you know what our record is? The only coach that's ever lost as a 1, 2, or 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. That's John Calipari. Do you know, not just once, he didn't do this just once in 2022. Now he's done it twice. He's the only damn coach that we have ever had in our entire history that has lost games like this when it matters. And I'm sick to death of this damn guy getting on camera and saying that it doesn't matter and that he don't care. If you don't care, take your ass and go fishing. Because this is Kentucky basketball. And I am done, absolutely done watching this bullshit. This team, John, they had two players for us to really, really pay attention to. I told you the other night, I told you they have two players. I told you guys they have a shooter that will put them up and shoot the lights out if we let them. And that's the only way they were going to be able to stay in this game with Kentucky is to let some Division II player up until this year, this dude has been Division II. Let some Division II player look like Steph Curry. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, I am done. Absolutely done. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
I'm with you.
And I mean it. From the bottom of my soul, I will not sit back and be okay with watching that stuff. If you want to be a fair-weather Calipari fan, then you go right ahead and be a fair-weather Calipari fan.
Exactly. You can do what you want to do.
And I'm sick to death of hearing about how somebody who don't like Cal and what's going on is not a Kentucky fan. I'm going to tell you right now who's not Kentucky fans. The fans that don't know the history of this school and this university. There has never, ever, ever been a time where we're 1-5 in the SEC tournament in the last 6 ball games.
Had somebody say, we don't know ball, yet Calipari don't even know how to get a win in the tournament. Like, okay. Yeah, you're stupid too, Michael. Get lost, brother.
I don't give a crap what people are saying. I'm telling you right now, we're college sportscast. We got people who are Tennessee fans that follow us. We got people all over, and every single one of them are laughing at us.
Exactly.
Every single one of them are laughing at us.
Because we got a coach that don't know how to win when it matters.
I don't give a crap what he did 6 years ago, 10 years ago. I don't give a crap. You look at the history of Kentucky basketball, and you look at what he done in the last 5 years, and there's not a coach in this country that will survive that. I'm telling y'all right now, if you want to be fair-weather Cal fans, you can be fair-weather Cal fans, but that's not Kentucky basketball. I'm telling you right now, that is not Kentucky basketball. It never has been, and it never will be. I am not going to be okay with this shitting-ass standard of being okay with losses in the first round of the NCAA tournament. I can tell you right now, I will never be okay with that. I will never be okay with a coach who acts like he doesn't give a shit. Michael, You can be a fair weather Cal fan somewhere the hell else. I'm going to tell you right now, somewhere the hell else. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's not going to be here. Bye. See ya. I'm done with this bullshit. There ain't nobody going to come on my show or anything that I'm associated with and tell me that I'm not a Kentucky fan. I was Kentucky before you were even, before your dad was probably born, to be quite honest with you.
Another troll.
I don't even care. I didn't come on here to please ignorant people. I'm sorry. I didn't. This is not about that. I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way on the face of this earth that Mitch Barnhart and the University of Kentucky should be okay with this. And any fan that is a fair weather Calipari fan.
Yeah.
That's you what know, they are.
And what really bothers me is the fact that some of these fans, they'll see it and talk about how great Cal is, like he's a god. And I'm going to be honest with you. Kentucky is bigger than John Calipari.
Kentucky's always been bigger than John Calipari. Kentucky was bigger than Adolph Rupp. Kentucky was bigger than Rick Pitino. Anybody, you're so wrong if you think this job is John Calipari. You've either been a Kentucky fan for 10 or 15 years and don't know nothing else, or you got your head plumb up somebody's ass, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, we got that little comment. You didn't win for crap before Calipari.
No, we didn't go to 3 straight national championship games and damn near went back-to-back-to-back tournaments. I mean, you don't know jack shit about the history of Kentucky basketball. Listen, I'm not for the first 9 seasons, I was in love with Calipari, but that shit's over. That was 5-6 years ago. This was year 15. This was year 15, guys. We're talking about a career for most coaches. You take any coach in America and say, I'll give you 5 or 6 years of tenure to coach Kentucky or coach any team and do what he's done here. And he's not going to last. Mm-mm.
Hey, Tubby Smith got run out of town for less.
Absolutely. Tubby Smith won more games at Kentucky over his last 7-8 years than Calipari has the last 6. The answers are right there. And I've this whole season, I have kept my mouth shut. I have not said nothing negative online about anything. I was waiting to see what I thought was going to be a special class come in.
And another dud.
And here we go tonight. Justin Edwards can't 6'8". He can't even dunk the ball wide open down the lane. He can't even dunk it.
I'm going to tell you another problem. It ain't just Calipari. It's Mitch Barnhart, too. He's another problem.
Listen, I'm just telling y'all right now, this absolutely has to stop. Unless you guys want to be the laughing stock and fall further down the rabbit hole, This has to stop. Absolutely has to stop. And it has to end now. There is no way on the face of this earth that a coach that 4 years ago had a losing season and two of the last 3 years got knocked out in the first round as a 2 and 3 seed, when it had never happened before in the history of Kentucky basketball. Never. I'm going to tell you again, never. It had never happened in the history of Kentucky basketball.
So apparently we're racist now on here.
I ain't even going to address that because this guy's a blooming idiot. I mean, there's nobody that said anything about that, and it's just plumb stupid. There is no way, no how, that this should ever, ever be acceptable for Kentucky standards. Period. This is not once, this is not twice, this is not three times, this is 4 straight years of miserable, miserable basketball.
I could care less.
Miserable basketball. And there is no way that this should ever be acceptable. And somebody like this Michael dude, I mean, you're as lost as anybody in space.
He's dumb.
I mean, just lost.
Talking out of his tail, man. I've never seen the beat. Oh, so we shouldn't have media credentials because we tell the truth. That's funny. That's real.
I thought that's what people in the media are supposed to do. That's all I got to say. If you're okay with this, you're not a Kentucky fan.
Not at all.
You are not a Kentucky fan. I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, but don't worry. He'll get his draft picks. You know, he'll celebrate and party with the draft picks. I guess that's more important than winning games nowadays.
I mean, listen. Reed Shepard tonight, he played terrible. I mean, played terrible. Absolutely played terrible. Wagner, the last 3 or 4 games, he couldn't hit a layup to save his life.
And don't worry, they'll get a good check, and you know, he'll be there in the green room like he always does, celebrating a win for the NBA picks, but yet we can even win a game in a flipping tournament.
I mean, Wagner cannot hit a layup to save his life. He couldn't hit one the last game. That's why we lost last game as well in the SEC tournament. Wagner missed at least 5 or 6 very easy layups that was almost not contested at all in the lane. Great potential, but he's not there right now. Edwards, great potential, but he's not there right now. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Shepard's there. He's played better than the other two, but I don't think Shepard's there. Let me tell you guys something. For all the racist talks, that right there is racist. And nobody on this show, on my show, has said anything about race. We're talking about basketball, people.
Got a clown. Got a bunch of clowns on here.
We're talking about basketball. We're talking about players, and we're talking about coaching. And we're talking about actually standards for our university. That I have grown up watching since the late 70s. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is not Kentucky basketball. It never has been. And I hope to God that it never will be, because I hope the change is made. A change at this university has to be made. There is no way that it should ever be acceptable to have to watch Kentucky lose in postseason play damn near every single game that they play. They lost the first round in the SEC in 2021. They didn't make the NCAA tournament in 2021. Had a losing season. 2022, they won one game and lost one in the SEC tournament, and then lost the first game in the NCAA tournament. Last year, they lost the first game in the SEC tournament and lost the second game in the NCAA tournament. This year, they lose the first game in the SEC tournament and lose the first game in the NCAA tournament. Y'all want to count that record up over the last 4 years? I'm telling you right now, it's pitiful.
Yeah, it's bad now.
It's 1-2 for two straight years, 0-1 and 0-2. If you're okay with that as a Kentucky fan, then you don't know Kentucky standards and you don't know Kentucky history. You are a fair weather Calipari fan. That's what you are. So I'm going to wrap this up tonight. You got anything else to say, John?
No, I'm at the point to... You know, I love Calipari when he first got here. I loved what he did for our program, but I'm just done. I'm out.
I mean, what he did the first 9 years was great, but you can't live on that and run Kentucky in the ground. And that's exactly what he's done.
He has.
The standard of this university, the seat, the gold standard of Kentucky basketball is way more than Calipari and catering to a bunch of basketball players. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I hate to tell you guys, but Calipari has to go. Bye.
Yeah, he has to go. Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy the rest of this tournament. I'm not going to let this kill me for the rest of this tournament because I love March and I love March Madness. But I'm going to tell you right now, this has to stop for Kentucky basketball. It has to stop. So y'all have a good night. I've carried this on a little bit longer than I wanted to.
Yeah. Have a good one.
All right. Enjoy March Madness.